My name is Michelle O'Rear and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date today is the 3rd of September 2009 and the time is now 5:23 a.m. Could I ask you your name, your age and where you come from, please?
My name's Rachel Binney, I'm 29. I've come down from Manchester but I'm originally from Wales.
And how are you feeling?
I'm okay, I'm getting a bit nervous about it now, but yes, I'm good, I'm looking forward to it.
Is there anything in particular that nervous about, worried about?
I don't like people taking my photo and I don't like people looking at me, so that's the main things I'm nervous about, but it's going to be good. It's going to kill or cure. And,
tell me a little bit more about the place where you live at the moment.
I live up in Manchester. I've just moved back there after about 7 years, where I was there as a student and really loved the place and kind of counts it as my second home, and I've finally just moved back. And I live in a bit called Taunton, which is a relaxed, chilled out area, and there's just lots of lively bars and places to go and parks to go in, and it's just nice and happy and things going on and exciting. So it's just a really nice place to be.
What were you studying there?
When I was at uni, I did it's a degree called Consumer Protection degree, which is linked to my job, which is essentially sort of law mixed in with a few other things to specialise to do the job that I do at the moment.
Which is what?
At the moment I'm a trading standards officer working for Manchester City Council. So I undertake functions looking at weights and measures, so how, you know, pints a pint, or counterfeit items and smuggled goods taken off the market. Sort of fair trading issues, which is stuff to do with like my washing machine's broken and how can I get it fixed, animal health functions. There's a whole wide variety of things that I do and interact with different people in different ways.
So you directly involved with dealing with the public?
Yeah, on a day-to-day, it's a public facing role, so I engage daily with the public, not only with people that come to us to ask for helps to solve problems, but to try and stop problems being started in the first place.
Do you go out and about in the community?
Yeah, kind of around Manchester, in the Manchester City Council area.
Did you always want a public-facing role? Did you always want to work with people?
Yeah, no, I enjoy it. It's good. It's nice to meet different people from different backgrounds and try and help.
Can you remember where you first heard about this project?
In Manchester, with the house share that I was living in. Some of my friends had applied to go on it and they were talking about it, and it sounded really interesting and really different, and I applied for it because it sounded interesting and different. There was a large part of me that thought I'll never be able to do that if I get picked, but then I thought I'm never going to get picked, so I won't have to deal with that factor. So,
why did you think it might be something you would want to do?
It just sounded really interesting, and I like the idea of challenging myself to do something different and being involved in things, but as I said, I didn't think it would ever happen, so I kind of do things and then worry about it afterwards.
Well, when you said you didn't think it was the sort of thing you could ever do, what were your reservations about it? Why did you think it was something you might have difficulty doing?
It's just because outside of work in my normal life, I'm quite shy and I would never normally do anything like that. I'm the last person. I can't even walk into a bar on my own or go and have a coffee on my own or eat anything on my own, so this is just ridiculous for me to do, but it's good, it's challenging, need to get it done.
Would you like to be able to go and do those things that you've just described, go and have a coffee on your own, walk around, walk into a bar?
Yeah, I'll be in a word. I mean, it's nice just to have my own sense of who I am, because everyone's got their quirks and their characters and their personality, character flaws and stuff and traits. And if we could all do everything, it would be a bit boring. So it's quite nice to not be able to do something and then have the challenge of making myself do it.
Have you always been quite shy since you were a child?
I think so, yeah, actually. Yeah, probably. But maybe, I don't know, as I'm getting older, I'm getting worse, but I'm not sure. But it's just face the fear and get on with it, because there's no point just hiding in a ball somewhere.
Did you tell anybody that you were taking part?
Not until last week, and then yesterday, for some reason, when I was on the train, I started texting everyone and telling them, and putting something on my Facebook profile. But apart from that, yeah, it's all been a bit last minute because I was still in a bit of a state of shock trying to get my head around that idea.
And have you thought about how you might spend your time up there?
I think I'm going to write some postcards to different people that I know that who might appreciate it. I've got a kite which I'm going to try and fly, which may end up in me falling off as I'm chasing it around. I've got a bubble machine, which I like bubbles, so we'll see if that works. I've got a book, and I've got some origami. I was thinking about making some origami frogs. But I don't know, I'll just see what happens when I go up there. I might just end up sitting and taking some pictures, and I've got a small pair of binoculars, so I might end up spying around and seeing what I can see, and seeing who's looking at me.
Where did you pick up the origami?
Do you mean where did I buy it from? Or
where did you learn how to do it?
I've done it, I suppose, sporadically over the years, but I can't say that I've actually learned how to do it. I managed to find something on the internet which I'm going to hopefully sit in front of me and then copy and make some origami frogs, which I seem to remember from years ago were quite easy to make. So I've got some different coloured paper, and see if I do it, I'll try and make a few different ones, but I think it looks a bit windy, so they might blow off, so we'll see what happens.
Have you always been good at making things?
I wouldn't say good. I think I'm one of the kids that always ended up with more glue and paint on me than on the paper and glitter. I like the idea of doing it, but I think I like the idea of mess perhaps slightly more than chaos. But yeah, I wouldn't say I was good at all. I like trying to do things. I like shiny, sparkly things. So yes, I'm not artistic really at all.
What do you do when you're not working?
I like to get outside and do things, and I go climbing and cycling and running, camping and go and see live bands and catch up with friends and eat food and cinema, normal sort of things, but just try and get out and about and see different things and do different things.
And what kind of bands do you like to go and see?
I probably prefer smaller sort of type of bands. I like lots of different types of music. Which I suppose is a generic answer that everyone gives. It's like, oh, I'll listen to everything. And I suppose particularly with, I suppose, the iPod generation of like being able to get access to everything all the time. But I think in some ways I'd rather spend £5 going to see a band I hadn't seen before than I would go and see my favourite band just to see something different and see what's going on. But I mean, that was one of the appeals of moving back to Manchester, just because of the amount of music that was going on. But I do frustrate my friends that are really into music, because as much as I like it, I can never remember the name of a band, the name of a song, the name of an album. No matter how many times they tell me in like 5 minutes, I'll forget it straight away. So I like it, but I'm rubbish at remembering anything.
Did you choose 3 words on your profile?
Yeah, I did. I chose honest, loyal and hungry, because I like to think that I'm honest and loyal to my friends. Originally I put silly down instead of hungry, but I changed it because I do have a constant desire to eat, which I think anyone who knows me realises, particularly chocolate. But I'm trying to be curbed that at the moment. But yeah.
But you said you're very active, and so you get out and you do walking. Did you say climbing?
Yeah, I started climbing a couple of years ago, and for a couple of reasons I've not been able to do as much as I'd like over the last 10 months, but it's something I want to get back into. I'm not particularly good at it, but again, it's, you have a problem in front of you and the challenge that you've got to get up the thing, and whether there might be tantrums or tears on the way up, which there often is, it's nice just to get out and about and see things from different viewpoints and look down at things when you're high up and have the challenge of being out and about with friends and seeing what you can actually do when you put your mind to it.
What does it feel like when you actually achieve
it? It feels really good because, particularly when you're outside climbing, because you just, it's just amazing, because at some points of it it's just so tough, and towards the end you always get really tired, and it's just sort of like a mental battle as much as a physical battle. So it's quite nice to be, know that you can actually be that stubborn and push yourself that much to kind of get to the top. And then there's always the trauma of finding what you've done with your shoes and trying to slide your way back down without falling over, which is often the most dangerous bit, I think, of climbing, is getting down at the top.
What's the toughest climb you've had to do?
I don't know. I'm just a beginner, so I've not done anything particularly spectacular. But
the things that you have found.
I mean, in life.
Difficult in terms of climbing.
I suppose I went in May bank holiday this year. I went climbing with a couple of my friends in North Wales. It's the first time I've been climbing since August. Because since I'd moved up to Manchester, I'd been ill with glandular fever and moving, I'd just not had the chance or the energy to kind of go and do stuff. And that was quite tough because it had been the first one that I'd done for ages, and it was just sort of thinking, oh, can I trust my equipment and can I trust my shoes and stuff like that. But it was good to get to the top and have a look down. And there was a steam engine going past, so it was quite pretty.
Whereabouts did you go up?
I don't remember where it is. It was, honestly, I can't remember where it is in North Wales. We stayed at a climbing hut. Again, I just can't remember. It's like a really famous place, but I can't remember where it is. Near Portsmaddock, somewhere.
Whereabouts in the country were you born?
I was born in Merthyr in Wales, and then I grew up near Cardiff, and was there until I went to university, and then went to University of Manchester. But where I grew up was kind of near the beach, the sea, which was nice, and which I miss. But yeah, it's nice. But my Welsh accent's completely disappeared for no apparent reason.
Would you consider going back, do you think, or not?
Yeah, I'm always open. I'm not saying that I would never go back. It's just at the moment I've kind of not been there for 10 years. But yeah, I'd always consider going back. You never know where your feet are going to take you next. So, yeah. But equally, there's a whole world to explore, so don't know where you're going to go.
Were you aware of Anthony Gormley's work before this project?
Only really is Angel of the North that he's done. And it was really... Some of my friends are a lot more into arts and stuff than I am, and I'm sort of more of a person on the periphery. And I just sort of, not jump on the bandwagon, but I hear stuff that's going on, or kind of they introduce me to new stuff. So I'm aware of a couple of things, but not a lot of things.
Are you looking forward to it now?
I am looking forward to it. I'm also very scared. But yeah, it will be an experience, I'm sure.
You feel great when you've done it.
Yes, hopefully. Looking forward to my breakfast afterwards.
What
are you gonna have? I don't know. It's going to involve a big cup of hot chocolate somewhere along the line, but apart from that, I'm not sure. Yeah, pretty much.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Just thanks for the opportunity to get involved with it and for it to be opened up to the public and get people to, well, especially me, to challenge myself to do something that I'd never normally do. So, yeah.
Thank you very much.